For many people in remote Indigenous communities, the legal system can feel foreign and frightening, especially for first-time offenders and children. But a group of elders in the Northern Territory Desert community of Lajamanu is trying to bridge that gap. By working with lawyers, the elders get people to write letters of support for alleged offenders, giving the judge some context about the person's background and what rehabilitation support they can be given. As Stephanie Zillman reports, it's led to a dramatic reduction in incarceration rates.
It's mid-morning in the centre of Lajamanu, a community 800 kilometres north of Alice Springs. Senior members of the Kutaji Law and Justice Group have assembled. In their language of Walpri, the group's namesake is the word for shield. It's a fitting name because the group acts as a bridge between criminal offenders in their community and the legal system. Peter Jiggily explains what Kutaji does when the region's magistrate flies in to conduct bush court.
We kind of run through the list of the ones who actually have a really serious charge, talk to the Naija team about, you know, how we can come about in, you know, writing some kind of reference letter, and so the magistrate actually can see that this fella that we're supporting and telling the magistrate that he's been behaving at that time till the court case comes around, and he's been good. And hopefully the magistrate might change his mind.
Data shows the group's input does factor into the court's sentencing. A 2014 paper published in the Australian Indigenous Law Review showed there's been almost a 50% reduction in criminal cases since Lajamanu's Kutaji group took a leading role on justice matters in 1996. This includes matters like stealing and assault. Elsewhere in the Northern Territory, prison rates increased by 72% over the past decade. Norbert Patrick says depending on the severity of the charge, the goal is for the court to allow offenders to serve community-based sentences.
We want to make it fair for those people who are being charged and going to court, because most of the people that we want them to stay here with their family, because if they get locked up, the family start worrying, the mothers or the auntie or the father. It's the same feeling what everybody has. But if it's a first offence, we try to work something out. Second or third charges, that is a bit of a hard decision.
One reason the Kutaji has been so successful is that they are restoring the community's accountability to their respected elders. Steve Jumpajimpa Patrick says Kutaji members are also teachers.
Few signs of that one within the community, but more need to be done.
It's children and young offenders that the Kutaji target in their community education. Sometimes this means children as young as 10. Elizabeth Ross is a respected Walpri elder who writes letters to the court in support of young offenders. She explains that the group also act as mediators before matters escalate.
And we talk to them and they're listening. We talk to them, you're my family, not to fight always. Your problem, you got to leave it there.
The mediation role of Kutaji was successful in resolving a dispute just days earlier. Peter Jiggily says the group's interventions stopped the matter being referred to police.
But we managed to talk to them about, because we had their family members as well, and, you know, this need to stop. You know, if you're going to keep going further, we're just going to leave it to the police. It was amazing to see the young men finally realising that they come to their senses and respecting the community.
The elders are volunteers, but most of the money for Kutaji has been from community-controlled royalty funds. It is paid for things like the group's office space and a vehicle. Robert Chapman is from the Central Land Council.
So even when there wasn't much funding and it wasn't visible, it was always still existing and working because it was so based in what everybody knew about their own law and culture.
In Walpri, Aboriginal people refer to themselves as Yapa. Non-Aboriginal people are Kadia. Elder Jerry Patrick explains the simple purpose of the Kutaji Law and Justice Group.
Kadia way and Yapa way, put them together.
A partnership that is growing ever stronger in Lajamanu.
Stephanie Zillman reporting from Lajamanu.